Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Marcus Mariota, 1 year and $6 million. This is backup quarterback money.
Right.
This is QB2 money. Hal doesn't even make $1 million, just to give you a comp. Mariota's 30, entering his 10th year. He's been a full-time backup three of the last four seasons. He's been benched each of his last two times where he was given a starting job at the beginning of the year. So this is not a starter. This is a QB2. Washington was sniffing around on veterans. Pretty clearly wanted a backup who could mentor whatever rookie quarterback, presumably, that they take it to. They also liked the idea, it sounds like, of Sam Darnold, although he got a lot of money. The Vikings gave him supposedly $10 million.
Like starter and a half money, or backup and a half money almost, right?
I am pretty shocked by that number for Sam Darnold, but you go work with Kyle Shanahan for a year, nobody watches you play.
The cologne's nice.
Nice reclamation society. Mariota threw 23 passes last season with the Eagles. Did run 2 years ago in Atlanta. Remember when he played here in Washington? Commanders barely beat the Falcons on a goal line. Batted ball by Daron Payne.
Tip pass, yeah.
Mariota was great that day, running all over the place. He ran for 400 yards that season for the Falcons. So two real thoughts on this addition within the fan base are what it means moving forward at quarterback. But before we get to those, what do you think of Mariota, the backup?
This is exactly what I would do for a backup quarterback. In other words, a guy that I don't want him to play 17 weeks. We got a sample. We got data that says no thank you to that. I want the hero ball, playmaker, come off the bench, different look than my starter, guy that can run around, scramble a little bit. You know, again, over a long set of weeks, months, seasons, the numbers bear out. He can't do it. But as a backup, kind of like a rich man's Taylor Heineke, first sign of trouble, take off a couple times, defenses haven't accounted for you, all in favor of that. A guy that's been through the ringer plenty of times, I love it.
Yeah, prototypical backup and a guy that I would be willing to get into business with wherever I'm at.
100%.
As my second quarterback. The two key storylines out of this move, though, are the first I saw a big takeaway everybody had where immediately the conclusion everyone jumped to was, well, obviously they're going to take Jaden Daniels at two, not Drake May, because he's a dual threat like Mariota, and you've got to marry Mariota's style to the guy more like him. I don't believe that that's a thing. Could be a thing, maybe. I mean, we'll see. You might take Jaden Daniels, and it still has nothing to do with why you went and got Marcus Mariota. A, your backup and your starter don't have to be similar. There's a lot of places, probably more places than not in the NFL, where the backup and the starter aren't stylistically the same. There's a couple teams that like to have their starter
and backup. Like Baltimore
does
that, you know?
A lot of teams do it. If you have a running quarterback, several, I should say. Baltimore kind of writes the book on it, where Lamar's backed up by Robert Griffin and then Huntley, and it's kind of a poor man's version. But there are plenty of places where, almost like changing goalies or something, where you go from one style to another, and you almost like the idea of a platoon where if somebody gets benched, the next guy comes in and gives you a completely different look. So I think you're going to take the best option. I don't know that they've made up their mind on who that is yet, but I have a hard time believing that they're telling everyone right now that it's Jaden Daniels because they went and got Marcus Mariota. The other big takeaway or question or observation about this move was it's not a great thing for Sam Howell, obviously. He was the number two when he woke up today to the presumptive second overall pick if they go that route. We're all assuming they will. If they do take a quarterback at two, still likely, he's now the number three, possibly. I think you could compete with Mariota. Like someone asked me today, I was talking on the phone to a buddy who's covers the league and the team, and he was like, who would you start on week one if you had your choice, Sam Howell or Marcus Mariota? I was like, probably Sam Howell, honestly. You could absolutely have those two guys compete. Mariota, to me, gets written in pencil as the number two because he makes six times as much as Sam Howell, and that matters in the league. But what's more interesting to me is, does this make Howell expendable? If a team is willing to trade you a fifth-round pick for Sam Howell, or maybe high of a fourth-round pick, let's say. If it's a four, you probably definitely do that. If it's a five or a six, is that more valuable than a potential third quarterback? So I think those conversations are now on the table, and maybe they weren't 24 hours ago.
Right. I mean, that security blanket of having a veteran, both to be mentor and, you know, spot starter or fill in, you know, as needed, sort of supersedes the need to have Sam Howell do that, learn on the fly. I mean, the asset of a cheap quarterback really only matters when it's a guy that's starting for you, right? And you could build your roster that way. You've now spent a little bit of money at the position for a backup. He's expendable to me, but I know not everybody feels that way. Like, I don't care about my third quarterback. The instant you become the third quarterback, it basically says, you are not part of my plans. I'll find a third quarterback every second of every day. There's 1,000 of those guys throwing on a high school field right now. I would spin him. Any pick you get back is profit for someone that's not going to play for you for a couple years. I don't know that they view it that way, though.
Well, especially if you're going to go with Daniels, I would disagree on the value of the third quarterback because he takes shots. He's very small. Mariota has a long injury history as well. So I think if we don't know, but if it's Daniels and Mariota, there's actually a chance that at some point over enough seasons, your third quarterback might play. And your point is, well, it won't matter anyway.
Right. We're going to lose.
Not necessarily. I mean, Sam Howell is a competitive, potential, decent, back-of-the-league starter caliber quarterback. So having a good third QB is more important to me than having some guy off the practice squad like Jake Fromm, right? If you go to Sam Howell in a pinch, you might be able to win some games. If you go to Jake Fromm, you're right. You're going to run quarterback sneaks from your goal line like the Giants did a couple years ago, and you're absolutely going to lose. But I think it's just about the value of what you get back. For a sixth, not that interested. For a fifth, I would probably do it. For a fourth, in a heartbeat, Sam Howell's yours. But we'll get into that a little bit more detail later on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.